Okay, so we're holding Bez Hashem, Klal Test in Gimel, in the Halacha of Rechilus. As we said, one of the most important, the last and the most important Klal of the Chavetz Chaim. And he's talking about a case where I know that Reuven wants to become a partner with Shimon, and I know that Reuven is not an honest person. Shimon doesn't know. So Chavetz Chaim said the five conditions that he's able to, that he's obligated actually to tell Shimon. Then he says in Siv Gimel, V'ata nevoyer oid in echad, she'en bo mishum isur achilus. An example where there is no isur, kegoyin. Im shama le'echad she'omar, if a person hears somebody say, Im evga le'ploini b'mokam ploini, if I meet Yankel, akenu, I'm going to beat him up, oy acharfenu v'agatfenu, I'm going to curse him out. Oy she'shama menu she'ritzayinu l'hazika b'inyin woman, or if I meet him over there, I'm going to break a window of his. So if I heard this person say that. So toli bozet. Im ho'esha zehu muh ziglin zemikvar. If this guy who made the threat is a person who is muhzik, that it's established that he makes these threats and he carries them out. Shekam upon him also kein lanosh mechavero cha'acherim. That a number of times he did this to others. Oishu hu makil v'yinyin. Or even if I don't have experience with this guy, but I see he's not just exaggerating. He's going to do something if he meets this guy. So then, even though, so to say, I'm snitching on this guy, but I'm a chuyiv to, because I'm a chuyiv to save the other person from a damage or from embarrassment. Maybe this person, the uncle, is going to be able to protect himself, that he shouldn't get hurt or he shouldn't be embarrassed. However, nevertheless, we still have to be careful that the conditions should be fulfilled, that I know the truth of the matter, and I'm not going to exaggerate. I'm doing it because I want to help Yankel, not because I don't like this guy. And the only way that I'm able to get this accomplished is by telling him straight that this guy threatened you. But if I have a different way of getting him not to go to that place, then I would have to do that. And also, as we'll see soon in a minute, that if now when I say that, I snitch on Yankel, and then Beryl, who I told, if he's going to react in a way which is not according to halacha, as the Chavetz Chaim will give us an example soon, so in that case I would not be allowed to warn Beryl that Yankel is out to get him. Because if I know that Beryl is going to react in a way that now he's going to damage Yankel Shalokidin, then I would not be able to, because my whole heter is because Lisamar Dam Riecha, that I have to help a person who may get hurt, but not if by doing that I'm going to hurt another person Shalokidin, even if that person is really the original guilty party, so to say. So he says, V'avta davazehu mitzvah rabba b'chlal avos sholom hu, even though this is a very big mitzvah, and included in the mitzvah of avos sholom by warning Beryl that Yankel is out to get him. Aval became yesh lizor ma'oid shloi lamaya l'sapir inyan kozet. However, the Chavetz Chaim warns, don't rush to tell Beryl. Ki im achashi is boinin l'fi ha'kiim only, achashi is boinin l'fi ha'inyan sh'aydei sipuro yishma ha'shumeyas atzmo. Only if you know that Beryl is now going to listen to you and he's not going to go by himself to this place, lest he be hit by that person. Or some other way that he'll protect himself. That by doing that, you're going to now minimize the problem. Because the Chavetz Chaim says many times, ha-motsui, if I go tell Beryl, you know, Yankel said he's gonna break your windows if you show up at this place. So Beryl is gonna really blow up about Yankel. And he's going to go now and start a fight with Yankel. So instead of calming the situation and resolving it, what you're doing is you're inflaming it. So you have to be a chacham to figure out what can you do over here to minimize the machlekes and not to cause that to inflame people against each other. He says, "V'ata nova levoyer bezus Hashem yisbarach oydik gadol binyanim helu, va'yidayze yisbarach hagam kein haprata chamishi hanal." Then the Chavetz Chaim says, "I'm going to explain to you that last of the fifth conditions, that it has to be that when you warn, let's say Shimon, don't become a partner with Reuben, because Reuben is not an honest person. That if Shimon is going to react against the halacha, so then I'm not allowed to warn Shimon about it." So he says, first of all, the chol etzem ahetah shekasavnu b'sif aleph haynu davka imayishu misapeloi legomer adayin ha'inyan imashekenegda. The only time that you have a right to go, and this is a very important principle for shiduchim too, the only time you have a right and an obligation to tell Shimon, "I don't advise you to become a partner with Reuven," as we said, you should try to say, "Because I think your personalities are going to clash, I think there's going to be problems, I really don't think it's a good idea." If that's not going to work, then you may have to say the truth and say, "Because I know that Reuven is a ganav." But this is talking about before Reuven and Shimon made a kinyan that there's a halachic obligation that they have to each other. Raki skimu biyachad ligmur sinyan ahu. They made up, they'll be partners. Aval in gomer imo ha'inyan. Kol echad lufi inyona hem avur v'poyskin. Eshin ligmur darke kinyonam. Shiyo asurim lachzom mizeh ha'kach. If they make a deal, and they actually consummated the deal to the point that it's also for a person to back out, totally possess, it depends. So now it depends, how is Shimon going to react when I tell him you're about to you entered into a deal with Reuven, and Reuven is a ganav? So it depends, how is Shimon going to react? So he says, "Imu yodea shemachmas diburo shigaloy lo yasel shekenegda shum hezek." If you know that Shimon is not going to do anything to damage Reuven, rak shemiyata yishmer satzmish lo yavlo shum hezek mimenu. He's going to say, "You know, I think it'd be a good idea if we put in cameras into our shop in case there's anybody who would, you know, pickpocket or shoplift." So in that way, you're protecting yourself against your partner Reuven. That would be okay. So you'll be careful that you shouldn't get hurt. And also you know that you know the truth. You know it by yourself. You're doing it for Toelis. In that case, azai mutar v'nocha nadavol asuskein. Then you have an obligation to tell Shimon about it. Avalim hu makir es teva ha'isha shu misaper loy. Shim yigal loy es adava yachlito tekev levadei gomur. But if you know that Shimon is the type, that if you tell him that Reuven is a ganav, he's going to accept it 100%. Oy, the Chavetz Chaim says, mishum shetivoy lahamin tekev ra'al chaveron. Either because that's his nature, you say anything negative about anybody, he'll believe it. Shem Yigaloi, that's one. O Mishum Sheishli Ol Thorman Karim. Or he had some suspicions about Reuven. Anyway. O Mishum Sheishli Mechol of Ta'ma'id. He relies on me. He believes me and trusts me. So then, the Yivsek Tekef Adin Li Atzmo, the Yasem Maisa, the Hainu Lagzam Yashikanegdai. And then, if Shimon is going to just decide, "Oh, I told him that Reuven is a ganav," so he's just going to decide, "That's it, I'm backing out of the deal." Oh, sharin yoni hezek al pidiburai, or any other type of damage. Av shelo yasem ma'ase garua yoisem yerech adin sheyo yoitze bebezdin al pidiburo. Ilo hoyishne yedim yedim kidvarav. And here the Chavetz Chaim tells us, and he's ma'irich to prove this case, that is, that what happens if he's going to do exactly what the din would allow him to do if he was able to clarify the case. I know the truth that Reuven is a ganav. If Shimon would be able to prove it in Bezdin, then Bezdin would give him the right to back out of the deal. But just because I said Reuven is a ganav, and Shimon believes me, that does that, he won't win in Bezdin because of that. So therefore in Bezdin, even though the truth is that I know that the emes is that Reuven is a ganav, so l'chayra, I'm not causing Shimon to do something wrong, because Shimon is relying on me and I am right. I taka no. So l'chayra, therefore, there would be a svara to say that that's not considered that we're damaging Reuven. I'm not damaging Reuven, because in the amitis and the truth of the matter is, kamishmai galia, he is a ganav. I know he's a ganav. I'm not causing him any damage, because Bezdin would paskin. But nevertheless, since even though if there were witnesses like that, I'm right, that he's a ganav, Shimon would have a right to back out. Afal pikein osur. Nevertheless, it's also for Shimon to back out. Kivin shebediburai hu gorim hezik lanidain. Mashloi hayoytza idei dvarav. Afilim hoya meir olu bebezdin. Now, even if I would come to Bezdin and testify that Reuben is a ganav, Bezdin would not paskin that Shimon is allowed to back out, because you can't believe one eid echad, right? The only thing that it would help is for a shvua, but it's not going to help over here for him to back out. Bezdin would not be able to be mechayiv him money or to allow to back out, etc. Who eid echad? He's only a single witness. And now I'm causing, and that's the gewaldige chiddush that the Chofetz Chaim is going to bring from Gemara's, that even though what I'm causing is what Kamishmai Galia, in truth, really there's a right to do, but since it can't be proven in Bezdin, and Bezdin wouldn't be able to execute such a psak, so therefore in that case it's considered that I'm damaging Reuven, Shaloi Kedin, even though I'm doing it all to save Shimon. And Shimon would only have a right to be careful and install cameras and make sure that Reuven doesn't steal from him. But if he can't prove his case, if it's at a point where Al-Pidin, he doesn't have a right to back out, so then Shimon is just going to have to live with it.